You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
When it comes to making social media safe for LGBTQ people, it seems like there's been one step forward, two steps back. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, or GLAAD, recently released its annual Social Media Safety Index. It scores the five biggest platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter, on how well they're doing protecting LGBTQ plus users from harassment and abuse. All five platforms received failing grades. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube did improve their scores slightly over last year, but Twitter's score sank, hitting a new low of 33 out of 100, according to Jenny Olson, GLAAD's program director for social media safety.
All of the platforms actually do have policies around anti-LGBTQ hate speech. You can't, you know, target people on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. And so they all get a perfect score on that, but are still inadequate in terms of their policies and enforcement and overall safety with regard to LGBTQ folks.
What kinds of specific policies were you looking at when it comes to LGBTQ safety?
So, yeah, the things that we rated on range from, do the companies have a, for instance, an express policy commitment to protect trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming users from targeted misgendering and dead naming? This is, you know, repeatedly referring to someone as the wrong gender as a form of, you know, expressing contempt and, you know, bullying and harassing people. You know, that is such a prominent form of anti-trans hate online that we see. And one of the reasons that Twitter's rating is so low is that they actually retracted the policy that they had protecting against targeted misgendering and dead naming, while TikTok actually added that policy. And in fact, Meta also added a policy against targeted misgendering.
But as you said, a policy is one thing, enforcement is another, right?
Right. So, you know, the recommendations, I mean, it's fairly simple in a certain way, is, you know, just that the platforms have to do better and follow through on their commitments. It just shouldn't be controversial that everyone should be safe from being bullied and harassed online. You know, there's this concept of enragement equals engagement, and how the hate accounts and figures are also generating ad revenue in different ways and using LGBT people as this culture war wedge issue. We shouldn't be subjected to bullying and harassment on the basis of who we are. And that's not, you know, suppression of free speech. That's just kind of common decency.
Jenny Olson at GLAAD. We'll have a link to the full Social Media Safety Index report from GLAAD at our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as another report GLAAD collaborated on with the Anti-Defamation League, which just came out last week, tracking the number of anti-LGBTQ hate incidents in the offline world between 2022 and 2023. The report cites more than 350 such incidents, from bomb threats against healthcare facilities that provide gender-affirming care to violent extremist groups demonstrating at drag performances and a mass shooting at a Colorado nightclub that killed five people. In our conversation, Jenny Olson pointed out that there is often a direct connection between what happens online and offline, Conspiracy theories and misinformation circulated in online spaces often feed into real-world violence. The report points out the baseless groomer conspiracy that promotes LGBTQ people as a threat to children was cited in almost 200 acts of vandalism, harassment, and assault. Jenny also pointed out how online misinformation has played a role in the wave of state and local laws targeting LGBTQ rights. Again, as Jenny noted, most of the platforms do have policies to prevent this type of misinformation from spreading, but especially at Twitter, many staff members doing content moderation have been cut or left the company, as the head of Trust and Safety did earlier this month. That's the second executive in that position to resign since Elon Musk took over Twitter last November. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.